Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Great. Thanks for asking. One of your vendors called me last week. I just told them, you know, we were just waiting to hear from you. I didn't want to put any pressure on you. I just wanted to follow up, see if you had any questions. We'd like to get your loan funded.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm willing to give over $13,000 in interest.
Okay.
$16,000 order.
I completely get what you're saying. Can I give you some options?
Yeah.
Okay. So I really am not a fan, and I'm going to try to switch to my headset. If for some reason this disconnects, I will call you right back. So give me about 10 seconds here because it's very, very echoey. Give me 10 seconds here, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Joe?
Yes.
All right, that's a million times better. So this is kind of my thought, and I completely actually agree with you. In my opinion, doing these transactions over a long term only makes sense for two reasons. They make sense when someone is doing a very, very large transaction, like, you know, $500,000, $200,000. They also make sense when someone is, you know, it's literally, you know, like, they really, really need that advantage. This is the way that my thought process would be this. We do give a discount for paying off early. So most all finance agreements or leases are non-cancelable. However, ours are and included in the contract. If you do pay off early, it's discounted at 4% per year. The problem I think that you're kind of facing is, hey, if I take this to term, I'm paying a tremendous amount of interest. And I'm personally responsible, even if my business, you know, doesn't perform, I'm still responsible for the payments, correct?
Well, I mean, I wasn't thinking anything about the being responsible part because I understand that completely.
Okay. From the lender side of it, and just to give you a little kind of feedback, and I'm not here to beat you up by any stretch, you actually have a pretty good approval. The reason why you can't get, like, in a perfect world, you know, what is the best possible payment? That's probably the thing. In a perfect world, we're talking about 16 grand of equipment. In a perfect world, the kind of release premium pricing on that would be around, it'd be around the, you know, let's see, around 350 to 370 a month. So you're paying quite a premium. And part of the premium is, I'm sure you're aware of some of the credit issues. But I don't think doing something over 5 years is probably the way to approach this. If you are comfortable doing something over a 2 or 3 year term, how we even do 1 year, but if you're comfortable doing over 2 or 3 or 4 year term, the amount of interest you'll pay back is significantly lower. Do you mind if I give you some quotes on those numbers?
Okay.
So have we gone over any of these terms, or have we just gone over 60 months previously?
60 months.
Okay. So, yeah, that's really – and let's kind of go over some other options. And I'll – look, I'm here to help you out here. I want to earn your business, of course, and giving you a discount is no big deal. So let's bring this up. All right. And is there a certain payment that you feel comfortable with so I make sure I'm not, like, rubbing you the wrong way here?
Well, I mean, it's just that, you know, mine breaks down to numbers. It's not about the payment. It's about the numbers. And, you know, and it's ridiculous to give that much interest because that is a 28% interest. And so I'm sure that if you break it down and you do it for shorter term, it's still going to be a 28% interest.
Not necessarily, number one. Number two, these transactions really, and I don't determine pricing, but I can give you a little feedback. These transactions are, there have some benefits. Often people will come to us and say, hey, why don't I put this on a credit card? And I say, oh, great, put it on a credit card. Put it on your personal credit. You want to put it on your personal credit? Feel free to. This transaction is a business transaction. It doesn't affect your personal credit. There are certain advantages to it. At the end of the day, also, I tell this to people because I don't really have an alliance with your vendor. I work with equipment dealers, and they charge a tremendous amount of profit in their equipment. There is a cost because there is also risk. The problem with us is when you talk about this transaction, there are a lot of customers, they don't pay us. But I can go over some options that I think are probably a little more attractive to you. So do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Thanks.
Get in here.
I think the most important thing here is, I actually, if you want to know the bottom line, I don't really, most of my clients and I don't really agree with the whole APR thing. I think APR is a confusing metric. It's really about cost of funds. I'm going to borrow this. I'm going to pay back this. What is it costing me? And I think that's the best way to look at things. But let me give you some ideas of where we're going to be at on the transaction. So the normal pricing on 2 years, I'm sorry, on 3 years would be, the normal pricing on 3 years for this equipment would be $716.55.
Okay.
I just want to get your deal done and get your vendor paid and make you a happy customer. So here's what I can extend to you, and that's what two payments do at signing. I'm just gonna play with the numbers here. I'm okay to do that and make you happy. And just to confirm, we're looking at $16,073 of equipment cost, correct?
Yeah, $16,073.
Gotcha. So give me 1 second. I can give you on a 3 year term, I can discount it significantly. Your payment would be $660.47, two payments down, 34 remaining. If you want to do a 2 year term, I can give you a payment of $867.13.
Okay.
Those are some highly aggressive payments. And so just, you know, if you do a 2 year term, your payment, including your first and last, it's a payback of $20,808. I think it's a lot more reasonable. But here's what I would share with you. Most customers work with us on a repeat basis. One of our challenges is that there's a tax lien and some credit issues. If those things get corrected, the next go around, you're probably going to get into a better program and a cheaper cost of funds. And, you know, that's completely fine. But I just want to get your transaction done. If you're wanting to move forward, that's where I can discount your transaction to. Those are pretty darn reasonable numbers, just, you know, over two or three terms.
Okay. All right. Well, I will run over these numbers today and see how I feel about things.
Cool. Let me know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.